Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot of action yesterday, including a few local guys, too, getting paid on the move. But the big news of day two is Tom Brady announcing via Instagram and Twitter he is moving on from the Patriots. He had this to say to all my teammates, coaches, executive, and staff, Coach Belichick, RKK, and the Kraft family, and the entire organization. I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. I'm grateful for all you have taught me. I have learned from everyone. You have allowed me to maximize my potential, and that is all a player can even ever hope for. Everything we've accomplished brings me great joy, and the lessons I have learned will carry with me forever. I couldn't be the man I am today without the relationships you've allowed me to build with. I've benefited from all of you have given me. I cherished every opportunity I had to be a part of the team, and I love you and all the love you have given me. I cherished every opportunity and had to be a part of our team. Our team has always set a great standard in pro sports, and I know we will continue to do just that. Although my football journey will take me someplace elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we've achieved, and I'm grateful for our incredible team accomplishments. All caps there. I've been privileged to have the opportunity to know each and every one of you and have the memories we've created together. He's gone, man. 20 years in New England. Surprise level that Tom Brady is gone.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the signs, and I look back on it, and I think listening to him, hearing him speak, being honest, there was never a point where he was fully convicted about being back in New England. There wasn't one time, even from the fake commercial, that was it a Hulu? Is that what
yes,
it was?
Hulu
it was a
ad.
Hulu commercial? Ad. He wouldn't have thrown that out there if there wasn't thought. He wouldn't have agreed to that. He wouldn't have said the things he said in Facebook Live, or I'm sorry, on his Facebook group when he did his documentary. He wouldn't have said those things. Mm-hmm. You know, there is something real. There's something real to be said, is that Bill Belichick does not give you the same kind of love. And I heard even Drew Bledsoe said it yesterday. He was on with Colin and mentioned that that's just not who Belichick is. He's never been that way. He's not going to give you a hug. He's not going to slap your hand. Well, in today's world, he's not going to slap you on the butt and tell you he loves you and that we need you here. He's never been that. He will never be that way. From benching and cutting Bernie Kosar to now cutting the greatest quarterback and leaving the greatest quarterback ever. Honestly, just leaving him. I don't even know what the offer. If we hear there's offers potentially, I'm not quite sure, but there's rumors that we see moving forward that there's quite a few teams. Well, there's a few teams that have already offered Tom Brady, and that was part of the incentive to go. I don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network was reporting that Tampa Bay's offer is in the annual $30 million a year range.
Yeah.
And
that Ryan Tannehill money.
The Chargers had a very strong offer as well. So I don't know what that means, what a strong offer as well is, but I'm assuming they led with the $30 million being the highest that Brady was offered. And, you know, that's something that we know. The Patriots had always been, I guess, careful not to do is make him that highly paid for whatever reason. $23 million is the most he's ever made in a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when he did make $23 million, that was kind of at or near the top, not at the top of what quarterbacks are being paid. But he's never been that guy who's breaking the bank and changing the way they're paying him.
He's been underpaid his entire career. Yeah. He's been underpaid his entire career.
Yeah.
However, he's been able to make it up a little bit in other things and other opportunities and businesses. And so you look at it one way. It's not Tom Brady's job to worry about whether he is the ultimate team player. He did it what was for the best. He did it for his organization. For some reason, that was convinced for 20 years, and it was talked to him. There, he was told to him, we need this kind of help. And he's done it. And at one point in time, you want to get to your 42s, and you want to look there, and you actually want to be wanted and appreciated. And maybe a skosh, if you want to say it, a skosh selfish, I don't think so. I think he wants another challenge. Even at any point in time, we should be reinventing ourselves and doing new challenges as often as we can. And don't be sedentary in your thoughts. And he's not.
Well, and I think that this is kind of the thing. Like, he's accomplished so much. I don't think that there's anybody that is going to fault him if he wants to go and move elsewhere. He wants 6 Super Bowls. He played in 3 more. I mean, he played in 9 Super Bowls in his career, won 6 of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, is anybody going to be upset at any move that he makes? And I know that Patriots fans don't feel that. You said you were 0. And I was always in the, I'm just going to wait and believe it when it actually happens. But there were so many rumors and so many rumblings about what was going to happen. And just knowing how frugal Belichick can be, you kind of knew in his propensity to move off of guys, it was always an option that was big. But you just never wanted to admit that it was going to happen because it's been for 20 years that he's been the guy there.
Well, we've already outlined how many different guys he's done it to. He did it to Drew Bledsoe. He's done it to Bernie Kosar. Now he's done it to the greatest quarterback that's ever stepped
foot. Ever.
And this is what the league has always been. Yeah. Unfortunately, now you get to see number 12 in some other uniform. And I don't know what we're all rooting for or wherever it fits. But I know he's not done. If it's 2 to 3 years left that he has to give us great football, hopefully we have football mm-hmm. moving forward. Some a little bit of quote-unquote normalcy maybe potentially to look forward in the fall. However that may be, it's going to be awesome to see Tom Brady because there might be a serious chip on the shoulder of the greatest quarterback you've ever seen.
Well, Brady leaving New England, making it official today. But Adam Schefter was on this. In the rumblings, remember last week it was the Patriots and Tom Brady had a phone call and it didn't go well. And everybody's kind of like, well, we're not sure what that means or how detailed that was. This is Adam Schefter yesterday talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots.
And we're still not hearing much of anything about Tom Brady and the Patriots rejoining forces. Now, I know the Patriots like to wait to the last minute on everything and then wait 5 minutes beyond that last minute, but there's very little evidence that would tell you and suggest that Tom Brady is going to wind up back in Foxborough. If you follow the breadcrumbs, they lead out of Foxborough. The question is, do they lead to Tampa? Do they lead to Los Angeles? Do they lead to Las Vegas? Do they lead to another destination? We'll see how this plays out. I don't think Tom Brady is in any rush right now, but again, as we've been saying all along, I still think it's more likely than not that he's playing elsewhere in 2020, as hard as it is to imagine, rather than in Foxborough.
And that was him before the statement was made. And what he didn't mention there, but it started popping up across the NFL network especially, is that yesterday a deal not being in place early for Tom Brady meant that it was not looking good for the options of keeping him because of the fact that it would become a dead cap hit. I'm not a salary cap expert, but apparently if you were to sign him after Wednesday, then and agreed to the deal and had it inked before or after Wednesday, then he would have been like a $17 million dead cap hit. So that money just dead on the books and it's not even going to him.
Yeah.
So that it didn't happen immediately was a bad sign. And then that was the breadcrumbs that Schefter was talking about.
No matter what, you look at this moving forward, you go, where it's going to have to be, it's going to have to be something spectacular to get Brady to land in Tampa, I think. I think it's down to, and I wouldn't doubt this at any point. I think it's got to be like 80-20. It's got to be 80-20 LA. It really does. I mean, I know the betting favorites got to move towards Tampa. I don't see, I mean, I do, but I find it extremely difficult that he would go to Tampa. I don't know why that's sitting well with me. I mean, I like Bruce Arians a lot. I think they have a lot of things to offer there. But it's just, I mean, is it Tampa? I mean, is that where every East Coaster goes to retire is Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do. You're East Coaster, you go to Florida.
Yeah. I think what a problem with it is, though, who's the best Buccaneers quarterback ever? And that's
Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson, Super Bowl winner.
You know, one Super Bowl.
That is the thing, is that like there's certain franchises where you go, no, they just don't have good quarterbacks. Like, why would he be a good quarterback there? They just don't have them. And like the Chargers makes more sense because they've had good quarterbacks. You've seen a good quarterback play that position in a Chargers uniform. You haven't really been like, that guy is dominant in a Buccaneers uniform. And there is a little bit of that in the back of your mind where, like, Tampa just doesn't make sense. It's our dumb human brains just going, nope, doesn't make sense. But the options are dwindling because the Raiders were an option. The Raiders just signed Mariota to back up Derek Carr.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to go out and get Brady too and have three quarterbacks on that roster?
Well, what's to say? I mean, I know this is nuts, but what's to say the Cowboys just go, all right, fine, we got Dak on a franchise tag. Why don't we just offer Brady under what Dak wants and say, hey, let's give you a 3-year deal. Dak, see you later.
Yeah. Well, if this is the situation, what the franchise tag would be $33 million. They've already offered it to him. Then you would bring Brady in for, 30 is what Tampa's offering.
We don't know exactly, but we know that the sticking point for Dak is that he wants 4 years and the Cowboys want 5 years. Dak wants to get out of that in 4 years so he can hit the market again. Yeah. Understandable, because that's kind of what Russell Wilson and some of these other guys have been doing, is getting that 4-year deal. Even Ryan Tannehill, just a 4-year deal. They don't want to have him. He doesn't want to be locked up for 5 years. And if he gets it at 35 to 30, 36, we don't know.
A lot of questions. It does appear, though, that the Bucks and the Chargers are the favorites to land Tom Brady now that he is going to be out of New England, announcing it on Instagram this morning. Brady did. He will be playing elsewhere. What do the Patriots do is another question. Another question, and the Vegas odd makers have already announced that Teddy Bridgewater, the favorite to land there after it was reported he was in negotiations with the Chicago Bears yesterday on a contract.
I can't see Teddy Bridgewater in New England. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because I just don't know if he is going to be a solid cold weather outdoor kind of quarterback, which if he is in negotiations with Chicago, that goes against exactly what I would look for. A big arm, strong guy that can handle the weather, and a very black and blue kind of division where you're facing tough guys outside. I mean, you're going to go to Green Bay. I know you're playing inside with Minnesota, but let's be honest, really? I don't know.
55305, where do the Patriots go and where does Tom go? Those are the questions entering day two of NFL's free agency. What are the biggest moves of the NFL's new league year, though? Day one was full of action, and we're just getting started on day two, and the action is continuing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.